Radio is back on the air again, and man, as always, I'm excited to be here on another day after worship. That's right, it is Monday, April 17th, 2023, and the Taking Limits Off Radio Show is live on the air and on your ether wave somewhere. I am your host, your boy, Dr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you today, and man, it's a great, great day. We're going to talk about some stuff today. I hope we get to our article. I hope we get to it, but we might not. Just depends on how this conversation goes. I would love to get to it. It's good stuff. Three relationships that keep first-time guests attending your church, right? Three relationships that keep first-time guest attending your church. That's our main, that's the goal, right, to try to get to that conversation. But y'all know I'm in the Chicagoland area. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and I got to talk about our city. I got to talk about what goes on here, because I would be remiss if I did not discuss our city over this past weekend, and hoping it's not a precursor to things to come. But let's get to it. I like that little star thing. It looked like a Dallas Cowboys star. I got excited about that for a hot minute. But let's get to the topic at hand. Let's talk about it. Let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, Latanya Michelle King, taking all your calls, texts, emails, letters, prayer requests, bar mitzvah bookings, whatever it is you want, get that over to her. She'll get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show at the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. That's right. If you want to email the show, it's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can find us on Twitter. You can tweet the show, and you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. It's the @ TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on IG, follow us on the gram. Same thing. You can follow us there, TTLO Radio. Follow us there, TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Amen. Look here. And as always, don't forget we are an iHeartRadio partner, which means you can find this podcast on iHeartRadio anytime you want it on demand. You can find us there. Amen, amen, amen. I forgot to tell you, but we, as always, are broadcasting live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. You can find us here. We're back every Monday and Friday. We back on our regular schedule. And man, as always, I am just excited to be here. So yeah, let's just hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Let me say shout out real quick. Congratulations to the brand new deacon, Eric Hill. Brand new deacon was ordained. I know the old school deacons say crowned, but was ordained just today here at the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. So shout out to Deacon Hill. Now we got to call him Deacon Hill. Deacon, what up, Deke? So, but shout out to him today on his new position in the Lord's church, right? Shout out to him on his new position in the Lord's church. But let's get to it, man. There's so much stuff that's going on. I'm so glad you said something. Miss Griffin is already on it, and I'm gonna go there. So Miss Griffin, we probably gonna be on opposite sides tonight, but I still love you like a play cousin. But it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. So let's get to it, shall we? All right. And I'm repping my school colors tonight. You got my disclaimer ready too. I don't want no smoke from the church or the school. Just thought about that. I got the tank top on. Oh yeah, I can't do that, right? Because then it'll be a whole nother conversation. Might get some money in though. But anyway, not with that 233. But anyway, let's get to it. All right, so in Chicago, y'all know if you've listened to my show at any given time, if you've listened to this show, you already know. I've had discussions. I've talked about the violence in this city. I've talked about the lack and the discrepancies in different neighborhoods in the city. We've talked about opportunities that are available in certain parts of the city that aren't available in other parts of the city. We've talked about those things. We've talked about them to exhaustion almost, right? So it's not a new thing when I bring it up. We've also talked about the foolishness. Like I said, the gun violence, the foolishness in this city, the shootings, and all of those things. Let me go here. So let's just go with the first part of it. Chicago shootings: 35 people were shot over the weekend, 8 fatally. Now, last week I told you guys about the young man who used to be one of my students who was unfortunately gunned down out in the street. Right, 17 years old, lost his life to gun violence. He was in that lifestyle, and that's literally what happened with him. But 35 people were shot over this past weekend. I could share my screen, but I don't even know if I want to do that. So you good? Okay. So I don't even want to do that. But yeah, I'm sure you all have seen the video. And if you haven't, just Google Chicago teens or whatever. The video from this past weekend, downtown Michigan Avenue, kids were out there and it got crazy. It got absolutely crazy. And there were kids who were stepping on cars, who were kicking people's cars. I also saw, I didn't even hear, did you hear about the Lombard situation with the kids blowing up the man's Tesla? Yes. My kids at school told me about that one today. So let me tell you what happened. So I have seniors. I have seniors who I teach. That's all I teach is seniors. And it was their first day back, all of our first days, you know, back in the building. And the conversation today, because I know how we normally go right back into it, but I know how they are on their first day back after being on break and everything. So today I decided, because of what was going on, I decided to just huddle them up and have a conversation. So I said, let's get away from the desk, because I'm in a big room. I have a large room, because my classroom is actually in the band room where I teach. So I moved them out. We moved up and we circled up, and we just decided to have a conversation. So I asked them, I said, can I ask you all's opinion about what happened this past weekend? Can I just ask you all's opinion? And I said, we want to go around. I said, now, if you don't want to have a conversation, they were like, no, let's talk about it. Of course, they want to talk about it because they got out of doing some work. So, of course, they felt like, yeah, we'll have the conversation. But we sat around and we just had the conversation, and I wanted to ask them how they felt about this past weekend. What happened? And why do these things keep happening? What appears to be every summer, the minute the weather breaks, how and why do these things happen and why do they occur? One of my students said to me, they said, well, they don't have nothing else to do. I said, can you give me a better answer than that? But before I could say anything else, one of the other students, now mind you, these are 17 and 18-year-olds who I'm having this conversation with, right? These are their peers that were downtown doing what they were doing. And they said, that's not an excuse. They wanted to do this. So I said, well, tell me how it happens. So they showed me there's this group, there's these different groups, and it's called trending. And so they showed me the text message. They showed me the message that they got that says, hey, we all meeting up downtown. Now, nowhere in the message does it say we're meeting up to tear up stuff. Nowhere in the message does it say we're meeting up to loot, we're meeting up to ransack, we're meeting up to do. Nowhere in the message did it say any of that. So I'm like, okay. So I said, so then what's supposed to happen? I asked the question. I said, what's supposed to happen when you get there? So I had two students. Remember I told you about the twins I have? I have two students in my sixth period class that were downtown. They said they got down there, huh? My seniors, not the bowlers. No. I got a boy and a girl in the same class, remember? So they were downtown. They said they got down there. They were on the lakefront. They said when they got downtown, it wasn't that many people down there. Right. So yeah.
You don't have me on.
No, you on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're there. You just wasn't in the mic. they said it wasn't that many people down there. But then they said all of a sudden, there was another text that went out and said, we're moving to Michigan Avenue. We going to Michigan Avenue. Again, nothing about looting, nothing about tearing up stuff. I asked the question. So then what? This is what they told me. They said, people are doing this because they want to be the one to have the video so that the video then goes viral. They want to be the ones to capture the mess so that then that mess from their account goes viral. I said, okay, pause that part, but why tear up people's stuff? Why destroy cars? Why clog up the streets? Why do stuff to the police when the police are simply trying to get y'all out of the street? They didn't have an answer for that. So I asked them about the violence and the fighting and all that because I didn't realize, because I said on the video, you don't see any fighting, at least the one video that keeps getting, the little one that keeps getting shown over and over and over again. But apparently there were several fights downtown, because this is what they told me. They said everybody gets this text, right? But they said the problem is you show up and me and you cool, but then some people we not cool with, they also got the invite. And then they show up. And then when me and you see meet eye to eye, all the crap and stuff that we've been talking back and forth, that we've been saying back and forth via socials, now it all comes to a head, and then the fight breaks out. The fight breaks out, and now they're all out in the street doing whatever, whatever. And then because now they're blocking the street, people trying to get by, people are blowing horns, trying to get past, tempers are at a height. And yes, it's being done for likes. What's up, Shante? It's being done for likes. Let me say hello to the people on all the different Facebooks and YouTubes. Hey, y'all, I'll talk to y'all individually in a minute. So then that happens. So then we see the outcome. We see the violence. We see the stupidity. We see all of that. We see the boy, the little goofy little boy. I think that's a boy. With the red hair, orange hair, twerking on top of the cars. And then we see somebody jump on somebody's car that's trying to get by on the hood of the car. And if you ain't had your car fixed in the last year or so, you'll know what insurance look like. That deductible ain't no joke. And trying to wait to get your car back ain't no joke. Go ahead.
It's not even, I know you're talking about the violence, but it's not even about the deductible. It's about what insurance carrier you carry, because there's a hierarchy in insurance.
Yeah.
Because, I know Allstate and State Farm going first. Geico is going third. And if you have anything else, they literally are telling people, you got to wait. Remember, I told you the coworker had to wait 2 months.
Yeah.
Because us three, we going first.
Right.
Excuse me. And it takes a long time. for cars to get fixed now. It's taking longer than the standard 30 days.
Yeah.
For cars to be even repaired.
More than, yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So let me get to the statements by our elected officials. The outgoing Mayor Lightfoot and the incoming Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson. I want to read these statements. I want to read these statements to y'all because I just want to read the statements just as they are. The statement says, this is Mayor Lightfoot's statement first. Mayor Lightfoot says, twice in the last few days, several large groups of young people have gathered across the city. Many of them were there to have a good time and enjoy the unseasonably warm weather. However, again, her statement continues, some of those young people were involved in reckless, disrespectful, and unlawful behavior. No lies told. Then her statement goes on to say, as I have said before, we as a city cannot and will not allow any of our public spaces to become a platform for criminal conduct. No lies told. Most importantly, parents and guardians must know where their children are and be responsible for their actions. Instilling the important values of respect for people and property must begin at home, close quote. That's Mayor Lightfoot's statement. Pastor Person said USAA is good. So... You turned your mic off because you unmuted over here. Stop turning it off.
I said Liberty Mutual.
Oh, Lord. Stop. So anyway, that's Lori Lightfoot's statement. All right. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson issued his statement Sunday afternoon. Y'all ready for this? This is Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson. He says, it is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However, comma, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own communities. Close quote. Now, I forget what these buttons was for because it's been so long since I've been in here, but you know which button I'm looking for, right? The cricket. And I don't remember which button. That is.
Okay. Am I back on? Well, I was talking to a coworker about it. And you know, my first step, could you turn that off? You know, last night, my first statement was, I was like, Brandon, you done messed up now.
Right, I want my vote back.
You getting that one and done. And I was talking to one of my coworkers, and she said what he said, it's actually truth to it and everything. And I'm thinking about what was said. Like, you know, let's think about what we used to have on the West Side. I never went. Remember the flight zone where kids can come? I mean, you was an adult by then. But there were, and you know.
I remember the BBF, the Better Boys Foundation. I remember that.
Off the street club.
I remember those.
And these other, you know, facets of where kids can go and teenagers can go and be themselves and not be, you know, remember all the footwork dance teams and everything.
Yes.
Like, you know, where are the Jesse White Tumblers, you know, and when was the last time they recruited and everything?
Yes.
They don't have anything.
South Shore Drill Team. Yes.
Yeah. They don't have anything to do. Like, you know, those things are dwindling. And then once they're, you know, sometimes there's a once, you know, one and done, like, you know, like, hey, it's from this week to this week, like summer camps and everything else like that. So I got it. Like, you know, those programs are not even funded sometimes. You know, the parents can't afford it to put their kids into those. Like, you know, South Shore Drill Team, you had to have those costumes and everything.
I don't know if you had to be able to go to South Shore school too.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
But you had to have those costumes, and you had, like, you know, just like, you know, once, you know, you know one particular person, what was that? You know, Freedoms,
yes,
Raise the Praise, you know, mm-hmm. drill team, mime team, all of them and everything. One, that gives the kids something to do all during the school year, but it stops right after they present for, before Easter and everything. Then after that, it's a wrap, unless they all go to the big dance-off,
okay,
and everything else like that.
Okay.
Our kids have nothing to do, and it costs money. And, like, you know, how many times have you seen these, you know, these little league football teams, they're,
yes,
they're begging, you know, the coaches are fundraising, help us, help us, help us.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of parents have now decided to, like, you know what, just stay at home. Because, and you know what, and then they also have taken, you know, also to those parents, if your kid is wearing the $150 new Dunks and everything else like that,
mm-hmm,
you could have put them in a program.
Mm-hmm.
You could have saved the money to put them into a program. You could have saved the money to have the uniform for them to be part of the Jesse White Tumblers or the South Shore Drill Team or the Majorettes and everything else like that. You,
mm-hmm,
could have did something, but you stood outside during tax season and spent a whopping $750, like, you know, on a one-bedroom rent, you know, for you and your family to flex the newest shoes that are only going to be good for 3 months and then go into a plastic crate and only to be mashed out of with an outfit again. So our priorities have shifted, not mine, but the parents that are out here. These $200 weaves that the girls got. Like, I mean, like, you know, I literally feel like sometimes I feel like a fish. I was like, I said, what y'all doing with y'all money? Because I'm like, I need to know. I need to go to y'all debit elimination credit, whatever, of just, you know, bouche ghetto-ness.
So, all right, that's what your friend said, right? First, you were talking,
yeah,
to kid work. All right. So let me give you my thoughts. Do you have the disclaimer available over there? Oh, you didn't. All right. Let me give it to you real quick. The views expressed on the Taking Limits Off radio show are the views of mine and mine alone. They're not the views of Ebony's Missionary Baptist Church. I know. I'm just going to say it. I need to still say it just in case, so it's on so people can know it was said. So they're my views, not the views of Ebony's Missionary Baptist Church or its leadership. And because I'm wearing my school shirt, they're not the views of the school shirt that some of y'all can probably see and some of y'all can't. All right. Good. Not the views of none of that stuff. All right. Cool. Here we go. Thank you very much. I had no problem, let me be really clear, I had not one issue with one word that Mayor Lori Lightfoot said. I had not one issue, not one issue with what she said, because her statement was a statement of fact. Most of the kids came outside to come downtown and have a good time. Why do I have no problem with that? Because when I was a teenager, oh, long, long time ago, that was what a lot of children did. They went to the lakefront. They went to Buckingham Fountain. They went downtown to Michigan Avenue. They went downtown to get some Garrett's popcorn. You went to go do this. You went to go do that. You went to the water tower. You went to go do those things. Now, mind you, all these other programs were available. Now, the BBF, Better Boys Foundation, the Off the Street Club, I went to Off the Street Club one time. They were gangbanging in the Off the Street Club, so I didn't go back. Right? That was me. We talking 80s, mid-80s. Got it. Okay, fine. Fast forward. Those places are gone for the most part. There are still activities in the city of Chicago for kids to do. But before I get to that, her statement, and I want to get back to her statement. Let me get back to Lori Lightfoot's statement. She says, those people were involved in reckless, disrespectful, unlawful behavior. She says the city cannot, will not allow those things in public spaces to become a platform for criminal conduct. And then she got to the part, most importantly, parents and guardians must know where their children are and be responsible for their actions. Nothing is wrong with that. She didn't say anything that was disrespectful toward anybody's child or anything. Statement, well-crafted, whether she wrote it or her people wrote it, well-crafted. Then she says the parents are also responsible for instilling the important values of respect for people and property all of that must begin at home. I got no problem with her statement. I do, however, have a problem with the mayor-elect statement. I had no problem with the beginning of the statement. It's unacceptable, and the violence and the foolishness has no place in our city. Fine. You was good right there. You was good. But then you come with the however, it's not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own community. I don't know if his demonized youth comment was meant towards Lori Lightfoot or was it meant toward people saying black kids downtown tearing up stuff. I'm going to go with he meant folks just coming downtown tearing up stuff. But again, I asked the question, how is it because I ain't got nothing to do? That means go downtown and kick a car. That means go downtown and step on people's property. That means go downtown and tear up stuff because I ain't got nothing to do. Because there is no off-the-street club, because I don't go to the YMCA, because I don't go to, because these things are not available. That's inexcusable. And I'm going to go back to the parents. Where the hell are your kids at? How do you not know? And I don't understand what happens. I mean, I can tell you exactly that because my kids in school told me today, Ma, I'm going downtown with so-and-so. Okay. I'm going downtown with so-and-so. We go, I'm finna go over so-and-so house. Who is so-and-so? And I understand, and this is me, and my son Joshua will tell you, I didn't get to raise him. You know what I mean? Because he was living with his mama. That's, you know, that situation, whatever it is, all that kind of stuff, right? But at the same time, I asked questions. LaTanya will tell you, even before there was ever a Dana and Tanya, Dana would always ask. She'd be like, Taylor going. I'm like, Taylor going who? Going where? Jalen going here. Jalen going where? I always would ask, do you know these people? Do you? Even when she went to, what was it, Boston? Where did she go? Connecticut? Where did she go?
Cancun.
Oh, dang, right. When she went to Cancun, I asked Tanya. I said, who are these people that's giving her a free, that's taking her on a free trip to Mexico? And all you got to do is get a passport. Who are these people that she's traveling with? You know what we did? We went to their house. We went to their house. I want to know who these people are. I want to know who does La Follette Park still offer program. Wow. That's a good question. I forgot about La Follette Park. I got chased out of La Follette Park.
They still got programs, but like I said, when the capacity is 10 and everybody's fighting on the internet to get in, to get their kids in,
uh-huh.
We need a bigger capacity. I remember going to Columbus Park as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And it would be like a classroom deep of different age brackets, 25, 35 kids. We would all go out and, you know, be outside. You know, it'll be pool time for this age bracket. It'll be wood shop time for this age bracket. Of course, you know, it's downtime, you know, where the girls are just dancing and the boys are just like running around and everything else like that. That's gone. Parents are fighting. I remember sitting on the internet just to make sure I would, just for my own kids. Just
To get in first,
just to get them into the swim program,
mm-hmm.
and everything else like that. And then I did it, and I got in. I got into the swim program, and of course, I saw them 35 kids that I talked about when I was little, and I was like, you know what? Y'all not finna let my baby drown. And I snatched them on up out of there because you didn't have enough people watching.
After School Matters is a program, right? After School Matters is a program that's in the city of Chicago. The only reason I know about it is because they come to my school. Right. They come to my school to do stuff with professional development, teaching kids life skills outside, how to write some of the same stuff I do when I'm teaching professional development. They're teaching them about, you know, writing resumes. They're doing mock interviews to show them how to do that kind of stuff. But they're also teaching them other stuff. Right. They have art. They have music. They have this. They have that. But I guess here is my question. Huh? You were fighting to get a space, right, mm-hmm. for your kids. I guess my question is, how many people are knocking down the door to get their kids in After School Matters? I don't know, so I'm ignorant of the answer.
I mean, seriously, I would literally say my best guess is that half. Let's just be honest. Half these parents are at their wits' end, and they try, and they you know, and getting your kid because so and so going to La Folly Park, and they finna learn swimming. Well,
right.
Baby, I tried,
right.
And blah 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 blah, Skippy, and everything else like that. Well, you know, can you send me somewhere else? And sending you somewhere else is way down somewhere, you know, down. In another park district area and everything else like that. I get it. Some of these parents will put their hands up in the air and everything else like that. But why would you put your hands up in the air when your kid's saying I'm going downtown and you don't know with who and why and what for?
And this is where I fight back on the kids who don't have opportunities. I find it hard when you say these kids that are acting out are kids that don't have opportunities, when you see the kids kicking cars, wearing Gucci shoes, wearing, you know, they got their Louis Vuitton backpack on. Whether it's fake or not, I don't know. It don't matter. But you can't say, you can't make a bold statement to say that all of the kids that are acting out because they don't have opportunities. Right? You can't make that bold statement because, yeah, there's always going to be bad actors. You can have 100 kids who are going downtown to do the right thing and 20 will go down there to do something else. And, of course, the 20 will be what gets on the news. I get that. But this ain't that. Right? This is 1,500, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 kids showing up, not the Taste of Chicago, right? Not this, not that. And then you wonder, but then we get mad, and I saw your comment, Sister Pitts, good to see you. She says, Alderman Jason sends emails showing programs. Where's your girl Emma Mitts?
Emma has the 37th ward.
Right, 37th ward, not the 29th.
Not the 29th.
Right, but she asked me, that's what she just asked me.
You know, you got 28th is Chris Taliaferro.
Right. Dr. Sabrina Davis says some parents won't listen when we offer alternative solutions.
Here's my thing.
Go ahead.
We got some money. City of Chicago got some money.
Oh, there's money.
There's money. Let me tell you, because I know you didn't come that way. So I came Lakeshore Drive to here.
Oh, okay, got it.
And everything. Y'all getting ready, huh, for the NASCAR?
Oh.
Because why is the street tore up, ready to get repaved?
Oh, NASCAR paid for that.
You got some money.
Yeah. Oh, they got money, but NASCAR paid to get the NASCAR redoing the
y'all,
street.
They fought. These aldermen fought tooth and nail.
Yes.
In the way it was structured to be redistricted and everything else like that.
Yes.
To the point that we lost three districts and
yes.
everything else like that. Wait, what you doing with the money?
So,
I'm not saying they do anything bad, but put it to some use.
But it comes back to, and so I asked my kids today, I said, what can be done to change it? Some says nothing, because this is going to happen every summer. And that's their real feeling. Some say nothing. So I asked them, I said, you all are now, some of you all are right at the voting age. Some of them got to vote for the first time in this past city election. They got to vote for the first time. They said some of them are already of the mindset that my vote does not matter. So what I did for them, mind you, I teach consumer economics, but this is a money thing too. So I used it in my class today. So I showed them why your vote matters. And I brought up Emma Mitts of the 37th Ward. I brought up Chris Taliaferro. I brought up Jason Irvin. I showed them. And I showed them how Emma Mitts of the 37th Ward supported Paul Vallis. She stood up there. She put a commercial out. It was commercial on the radio. It was commercial on TV of her support of Paul Vallis. But her ward, the 37th ward, did not support Paul Vallis. So you as the voter have to ask yourself a question. If there's no opportunities in your community, it's the person representing you. If there's nothing there for youth, in your ward, in your community, you have to ask the person that keeps getting reelected, what are they doing to bring stuff to your area?
So the question comes, how then do we make a change? What needs to happen? Well, first of all, it does start at home. I can't blame the church. I can't blame the police. It starts at home. Because at no point, what part of your upbringing says it's okay to jump on somebody else's car? What part of your upbringing says it's okay? You saw the one video where the car was out and the girl kicked it.
Yeah,
she kicked the car. The man just trying to get past because y'all blocking traffic. This ain't a parade. You ain't got no permit. You're not protesting. And here's the deal. That's why nothing can get taken seriously, because you're not protesting. You just down there. So now you're down there, and then when the police come to actually try and maintain some sense of order and decorum, y'all start throwing bricks and bottles at the police. Now, I'm sure there were some bad actors that were just found their way in the crowd, because just like when the George Floyd protest was happening, there's a group of people who like to keep up strife. Believe it or not, if you don't believe me, I'm sure if we went back and found the videos when people were out protesting, people were dropping off what's those thing called? That they carry stuff on, the wooden pallets.
Mm-hmm.
People were dropping off. It was a very good video. These people were protesting, and there was a pallet of bricks that was left on the corner where the protest was. A pallet of bricks. There was no construction, but a pallet of bricks was just left conveniently dropped off on the corner. Why? Because we're going to put this stuff here, and we're going to make it so that when the first person's temperature and attitude gets pushed, they have something that's easily acceptable that I can throw it across. And then, you know, y'all remember the movie Do the Right Thing? When all that crap was happening with the police, remember they had choked Radio Raheem? I'm going way back. And what was the first thing that set off the riot?
Garbage can, right?
Spike Lee, Mookie.
Right.
Throwing the garbage can through the window of Sal's.
Yeah.
And when they saw him do that,
it was on.
It was on. Because all it takes is one person to light the match, and then the rest of the goofies fall in line. Now, you downtown to have a good time, but then you get caught up in the mess. Now, some people were shot. What I'm saying is this. These parents, and I've said this before, because I had a huge discussion at my former school about holding parents accountable. They said, well, how are you going to hold adults accountable? And I know this is where I get in trouble with my liberal friends, because they start saying I sound real Republican. I sound real Republican when I start talking like this. But I got a question. When they start picking these kids up and dropping them off at home and just start picking kids up and taking them home, people going to holler racism. They're going to holler they rounding up our kids. They're going to holler they doing this and they doing that. But where are you at? How do you not know where your kids? Y'all paying for cell phones. These kids ain't paying them bills. Y'all paying for these cell phones. Y'all paying for the iPhone. Y'all paying for the Android. Y'all paying for the iPad. Y'all paying for the Apple Watch. Y'all paying for all this stuff. Every one of those devices comes with the option to track and see where your kids are. I give a very good example. A child here at the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church wasn't allowed to go to a trip to the thing because he turned off the locate thing on his phone so his parents couldn't know where he was. But guess what? There were consequences for that. Now, you don't get to go and do this thing because you broke my rules. It's not difficult. Some emulate their parents and adults and their families. Unfortunately, we have to attack this problem from multiple angles. I agree. Shante says, we old heads have to do better redirecting these youth. I'm from Chicago, not Chirac. I correct them every time. Chicago hasn't been the same since Mayor Harold Washington. Wow. the social media, you can't stop social media. That's going to be here. It ain't going nowhere. All it can do is evolve. But it's never going to go anywhere. But the issue comes, Kevin says, most are not parents. Their name is now bro. I know. That is the most disrespectful. What's up, KP? That's the most disrespectful. Kids calling their parents bro. Because I have some kids at the school. They'd be like, man, bro. I'd be like, who is bro? Well, I ain't talking about you, Dr. King. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just curious. Who? Because I'll ask them in a minute. And you know me. Who the hell is bro? I'll ask. who is bro? Because I don't know who bro is. Man, bro. But again, these people are not. You have people getting kicked. Kids are being kicked out of school. Because they feel like they can come. So I asked, this is another question I asked. I asked about the fighting, right? Because these fights, kids having fights in school and then the video and the first thing a kid does. So I don't know if y'all know this. But the thing now is not only when the fight breaks out in school, but every time the fight breaks out in school, the first thing that happens is kids show up like this. This is the first thing that happens. When the fight breaks out of school, every kid that's not in the fight does this, starts recording. So I asked the kids today, I said, could y'all explain to me what's the purpose of recording the fight? What's the purpose of you all, oh, Lord, I must be on the sub list. Maxton sent me a text message. Don't get me in trouble. what's the purpose of these kids recording the fights? What's the purpose of that?
It's the same purpose.
And it's the same purpose. I want to be the one to get it.
Yeah, it's about whether or not you've seen it. You ran to the comments on fights, but ran to the comments. Man, whoever had the camera, they could at least held it more steady.
Exactly.
So the person who got all the angles, did everything right and everything, they're going to get the most likes and everything, and it's going to be redone over and everything else like that in the world of getting coins and everything, well, coins for,
yes.
for your reels and everything
yes.
else like that. This is what it has been. It's a money maker.
But rather than...
I mean, come on, be honest. We saw that fight at the gas station and everything else like that.
Right. Whoever that person is on the
they
video.
Wasn't they smooth with the camera? Let's be honest.
How many views does it have?
But wasn't they smooth with the camera?
They've clearly been filming before.
They didn't. You didn't see no jumping, no bumping. They had stability tracker on there. They got to the intersection and everything. I mean, kudos.
Really?
Not to the accident, but kudos to the filmmaking.
Really?
I'm just saying, this is what's going on.
As a videographer, you giving credit for the...
Yeah. You did your job well.
Oh, wow. So it's crazy that this is what has come to. Can I get the best angle of the fight? And then the fight, and so here's the situation. I can guarantee you right now, if you're listening to me and you got a teenager at home, ask them, do they have fight videos on their phone? Watch this. That didn't even take place at their school. There was a fight at Proviso East right before they went on spring break. Right before they, well, what's the school? Pastor person at your school. That West or East on Madison. That's East. I'll never get them right. I think that's East. There was a fight up there. My seniors in my classroom had the fight as it was happening because they knew the kids who were fighting. And so they sent them the video saying, look at y'all girl mopping the floor with these. They literally sent them the video. Now, my school is on the west side. Proviso East is in that Maywood. That is Maywood.
What, one is in Maywood and one is in Hillside?
Maywood is on Madison.
Okay, all right.
That's Maywood. Now, that school is, a couple of miles away? But at the same time, this is 5 minutes after the fight happened. My kids at my school had the fight on video. Not a Facebook video, but an actual video that just gets shipped out to everywhere. One person then gets it, and then it's airdropped, which I just, found out. Airdropped everywhere in the school. Because I want to be the first ones to see it. I got a sophomore in my work-study class that I have on Thursdays. Anytime he hears some loud stuff, he go to grab his phone. He's like, Dr. King, let me go to the hallway real quick. No! He said, but let me just look real quick. It don't even be a fight, but he's ready to pull his phone out. I said, why? He said, because, man, I want to be the one to get it. That mindset is crazy. So how do we redirect? How do we redirect? Right, Shante, it was. We had those competitions. And I would have to ask my son, because Joshua used to be in a dance group, one of them juking groups. Footwork groups, right. Sorry, yeah. Not juking, the footwork groups.
Yeah.
He was in one of them footwork groups. And that was at a Park District thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like I said,
go ahead.
Where CTK is at right now.
Yes.
It used to be Resurrection.
Yes.
And I remember it. So, like I said, Columbus Park used to have all the, the fun activities over the summer.
I was in a Columbus Park summer program back in the day.
One summer, I didn't attend Columbus Park.
Okay.
It was time for me to study. And I remember going to a summer program at Resurrection in their basement, in their auditorium basement and everything. And I remember, and the only reason why I remember, because I had a crossword book. And who signed my crossword book after I saw it?
Uh-oh.
Kids from St. Mel.
Oh.
Because they were the tutors teaching us the next grade level that we were going into and everything else like that. Those days are gone. I remember it so fondly because, it was food. I mean, of course they fed us. It was breakfast. It was lunch. And I was learning and everything else like that. Afterwards, we playing spoons. We playing Uno. We sitting on the stage. We're having fun. That is gone.
So, again, let's talk about, here's an idea. Let's turn this into a design challenge for our teams to make them part of the solution. All of that's a possibility. Let me say this, and maybe I'm being, it's not optimistic, it's the other one, pessimistic. Yeah, maybe I'm being pessimistic right
being
now.
Being Uncle Ruckus.
I'm not being Uncle Ruckus. I can be if I need to be, but I'm not being Uncle Ruckus right now. Okay, let me. But see, but let me say this. So let's say, for instance, I've been talking about, since I've been over here, talking about a recording studio upstairs in the other building, right? Been talking about that since I walked in the door, right?
Can I say one asterisk?
Go ahead.
You will be open to the genre of music?
It's in the building next door. It ain't the church.
Okay.
So, yeah, a recording studio, meaning just that. It ain't gospel music. It's a recording studio.
Okay, all right.
You pay your money. You can record what you want to record.
Okay.
Right? But from a community standpoint, if you were offering up, hey, let me teach you how to. So, like, right now at my school, there's somebody who comes in because I don't have time to do it. I told you, they have the exact same system that we have upstairs in the balcony. They built the whole step. They literally have a recording podcast studio. I mean, somebody gave them $50,000 or $60,000, had the room retrofitted. They literally have a booth, glass in the middle, producer sitting on one side, you on the other side, and they have all this stuff in there. But they got the money, but nobody knew how to use the equipment. So, I don't have time. I just don't have time.
Don't go volunteering yourself.
She said, don't go volunteering. Well, hey, Crusty King will cut you a check now.
I know they will, but don't.
But I ain't got no time. I don't have the time.
This man found the 25th hour on the 8th day.
I don't have time. But they have somebody who has volunteered to come in and work with those kids who want to learn how to do some semblance of production, right? I believe that same thing would happen. But here's my question. Even if we let's say this building next door was up and running, right? And it's coming. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. But this building next door was up and running. And we had these programs. So that means at any given time, I don't know what the capacity is over there. We're going to have to find out because that's something we're going to need to know down the line. But let's just say at any given time, we literally could have 100 people next door. Probably more than that if you look at all three floors, right? You probably could have probably 200, maybe even 300 people in the building at one time, depending on how those rooms are set up and whatever. That's that. And these other places and other churches would open up and do some things. Is that still going to stop the kids who still want to go and tear stuff from tearing up stuff? Yes.
I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to give you a probability of yeah.
Okay.
Because what was so funny was like one year as Taylor was a senior,
mm-hmm.
I was dropping off at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got really stuck. I know where I'm at when I'm driving. But I have to get the street, but it's off of Sir Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Taylor, is the party in the church? And it's not even sad to say. Yes, it was. And there were kids coming left and right.
What kind of party was it?
Right and left.
Like a party?
It wasn't a praise party. They had security. They had security out there.
Okay.
And everything, and when the party was over, the kids left. It was no drama because I wasn't going to go back home when you got to call me back.
Right.
So, you know, I'm good for sitting out
right.
where I'm at.
Or finding someplace local. Right.
Right. So, I saw lights. I said, they having a good old time in there and everything. And I was just taken aback, you know, like, the same way they tweeted out, like, you know, like they tweeted out however they did it.
Yep.
They messaged out like, hey, this is going on at this church.
Yeah.
And people came, and I'm being dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
There was not one lick of gospel music
being played. Wow.
But I'm not gonna say there was curse words, so maybe like, you know, however they did the event.
Mm-hmm.
Kids came and they were receptive to it, and they were waiting for the next one.
Wow. Well, I tell you, this one was.
Remember back in the day? Remember the same male party? Remember how they used to be
at Purcell Hall?
Remember Purcell Hall,
right down across from First Baptist. Newmount Pilgrim, right there on Kildare.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember how they used to be announced on GCI and everything else like that? Those
what?
Days. Remember the Rainbow Skating Rink?
Resources. Now it says who, because I don't even know what they do at Purcell Hall anymore. I don't even know what goes on over there.
I ain't seen it open since.
Yes,
if y'all going to open it, air it out. Now.
I ain't had a gray hair since it was open, so I don't know. So I tell you how long ago it's been, because, yeah. My question is, then let's go talk about the money. Angela says, no. Shante says, did we footwork? We were doing the caps. What is the Mike Tyson? What's the Mike Tyson? That's a dance.
That's Mike Tyson. It was a dance.
I don't know the Mike Tyson.
It was yeah.
I don't know that one. And I knew all the dances. I don't know the Mike Tyson. Okay. Angela said 5234 South Hall said Bishop Shepherd Little Youth Center, all night basketball, police governs it. Yeah. But again, you won't use now let's hold the city accountable for some stuff. You have how many abandoned schools that are closed down? How many that are just sitting there?
A lot.
And I ain't being funny, but last time I checked, my old high school only got 135 kids in it, and they hold 1,200. And Austin High School, if I recall, I probably got a whole Austin head on here somewhere. Watch this. We had 10 gym rooms. Austin High School had 10 gyms, 2 full-size gyms, and about 7 or 8 half gyms. That's how big Austin is, right? Austin to Chicago West Side is what CVS is to the South Side. And CVS might be bigger. I believe it might be. But Austin holds somewhere between 15 and 1,600 students, the capacity, and they got 103 or 123 last enrollment that they put out. So you have spaces down the street from my mother's house. Goldblatt's been sitting there empty for years. They got at least two or three gym rooms in there, because that's where I used to go to vote, downstairs in the gym room. They have gym rooms, right? They have places that they could open up and have some people, and you can pay some people. There's grant money available if you have the space, right? You don't think if we had a gym room that, come on now, I guarantee you, if it was a gym room built over here in this this building next door here, because I don't forget the name of it, the Sims building, yeah. Okay. I should just call it the building next door. But if that was a gym room over there, come on, man. Get that flow done and open the door, this place would be packed. And you control it. You let people know there is no, you know, the first fight is you're banned and you can't come back. Because we ain't doing it. You come, you play basketball, or you set up rooms for gaming. Invest in some games. Go get you a couple of because you can finally get them now, PS5s. Go get you a couple of PS5s because, you know, you couldn't get them for 20 years. But go, it'll be a PS6 by the time you now. But go get you a couple of PS5s. Go get you a couple of Xboxes, whatever the one that is, and get you what flat screen TVs cost what now, $300?
Yeah.
For the 46-inch, you know, get you a 55-inch for nothing. Get a couple of them and set up gaming. You can get grant money. Somebody will give you money to say, hey, I got this program where kids can come and play games. You can play 2K. You can play Madden. You can play Fortnite. You can do this. You can do that. And that will get kids off. So instead of my kid going downtown to go, hey, I'm going over to Ebenezer, or I'm going over to this place, I'm going over to that place. But, yes.
Okay. You know the episode of The Shy where they had the, you know, where there was like a gaming area.
They had a
area.
Whole setup. Where, yes.
You know, so what's her name? Waze?
Yeah.
I mean, even though that is, you know, fictitious and everything.
Fiction,
else,
yeah, yes.
Yeah. When you watch that show, she's giving the whole city an idea of what we could possibly be. Like, you know, you saw in the episode where the kid, where she likes anime or something.
Yeah.
And there's a place
for
the kid that likes anime.
Well, you can come. And I didn't realize, and me, you know, I'm a comic book fan. I'm not an anime fan. I'm not a fan. I'm ignorant to all the anime has a huge following.
A lot of kids when I worked at the hospital, they were definitely into it
because
they knew the artists and everything. They loved their drawings.
Our kids got into anime because of what was the one cartoon that everybody was watching?
Pokemon.
No, not Pokemon. It was another one with Ryu, Raikou. Somebody else, it was like, I cannot think of it. Somebody help me out. I don't got young folk on here. It was with Caillou, and I can't think of none of these I'm thinking of the names. But it was based off anime characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would power up and do these things. And so that was a lot of our kids' first get so bad.
What do you say?
Get your pastor.
He said, Q code.
Get your pastor. No.
No, I'm saying.
He said, Barney.
No.
See?
but look.
I found that button.
What's so funny about, I mean, like, you know, I know we're talking about resources and everything, but how the times have changed and everything else like that in our kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it when I did think about the kids, and I was like, I said, that's that doggone Caillou and his old messy tail self. Remember that little bald-headed kid? He was mean. I don't know.
It's that cartoon.
It was that cartoon. But
he got all his power, but the little bald-headed boy, yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Let me find it. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. There's another little Gracie's Corner going to have all these little babies dancing forever in a day, looking like that. Forever juking because Gracie's Corner changes up all the hip-hop songs for the babies to understand. And I'm like, I said, I don't know. I'm so fearful now as to what product of children we are making each generation.
I mean, you got somebody replied to Pastor. He was like, no.
That's Shante.
Shante say Pokemon. Pokemon was kind of anime-ish. It had some anime tendencies. It has some anime tendencies, but it costs nothing to get those things. It really don't cost a lot. The only money that you really spend is for the person who's monitoring, who's volunteering, and that kind of stuff. Because equipment-wise, we're talking a couple $1,000s, TVs and games, or a place where you can come in and what? Think about it like this. This popped in my head too, because we got all this space over here, right? Think about art for the kids who love to draw. How much does it cost to get easels and drawing boards?
These kids like to make shirts.
Right.
Like they are the cricket master.
Yeah, they'll make a t-shirt in a minute.
And they like to sew, actually. And so, like, you know, I mean, crickets are cost a lot of money, but these kids, you know how many t-shirt brands out here that these kids are creating?
Yeah.
And other kids are buying?
When we did our entrepreneur thing, and I asked the kids about what they wanted to do, I had at least 7 kids tell me they wanted to start them a t-shirt, a clothing line. 7 of them. And some are already making t-shirts.
Well, I know a couple from Jalen's class. They have their, you know, it was 2 kids that I wanted to come to the vendor fair and, you know, show their shirts off and everything. They have attire, like, you know, the other kids, sweatshirts and everything.
Yes, yes. You could easily open up a space where kids can come and either create, draw. You could have what they call, like, at and it was on the news, at Christ the King. They have what's called a maker space. We got those, what's them printers called?
3D printers.
Those 3D printers, where you can pretty much make anything, right? You have to be able to you know, what is this, gaming, cooking classes, dance classes, art classes, home economics. Think about this. Who could, I guarantee you, if we went to a restaurant, like we're getting ready to get our kitchen redone over here, right? Well, stove and all that stuff over here at the building, right? But you couldn't tell me we couldn't put out a call to a restaurant owner or a chef at a restaurant to say, hey, can you hook us up with somebody? Or go to one of the culinary schools and say, hey, would somebody be willing to come over and work with some kids in the kitchen and show them some stuff for some kids who might be interested in culinary school? So they could probably start over here with the basics. And then if they have an interest in it, hey, here's a program that you can feed you right into culinary school. Right? So some, because, now watch this. I work at a college prep school. Some kids want to be chefs. So they might go straight to culinary school. They may go straight to doing this. But if you have a place where they can come, right. Right, and right, Pastor Harold absolutely could. Right, as a restaurant owner, absolutely. But I'm saying, talking about, you know, learning how to chop up vegetables, learning how to, the proper way to chop, how to hold a knife the right way so your fingers don't end up cut off. You know, the proper way of cleaning the kitchen and all those things. Harold could do that because he had to learn that. You have to go and get all that stuff before you open up a restaurant. You have to take tests and do all these things. Again, these are spaces where you could create these things and people can come and use them and their kids will have some stuff to do. I don't believe every kid wants to be out on the street corner. I don't believe it. I believe if the opportunities are there, that's true. But we cannot say, because we don't know, that we cannot put the excuse out that because these things don't exist yet, or because there's too few and far between, or maybe we just don't know where they are, that now you can go out of town and tab stuff. Right? We can't use that as an excuse. I'm trying to find this other story where people can go and start tearing up stuff. We just you know, in the words of Ray E. Williams, that dog don't hunt. That dog just don't hunt. We can't do it. All right, I want to, where is it at? I don't see it. I don't know where it is. But there was a, maybe if I find it the right way. My kids were telling me about some folks in Lombard yesterday or over the weekend where a person apparently almost got they were doing something in the street, and the person got mad and they blew up the man's Tesla because he almost hit one of them, but they were the ones in the wrong. And because they almost got hit, they blocked his car in and set the man's car on fire. This happened in Lombard. I'm trying to find the story, but I don't see it yet, and I'm trying to find it. But that and it's, and then now it's expanding. Because I can guarantee you what happened in Forest Park, it ain't going to happen again.
Oh, no, because that was Forest Park
and
Oak Park.
You
they ain't had nothing better else to do but to fight over who we taking to jail.
Because the first crime happened in Forest Park at the Thorntons. That's where the first car was hit, and the man got drugged.
Because what I've learned from my class is,
mm-hmm.
since that girl took off in that accident,
yeah.
that's going to be Oak Park's arrest.
Yes. It depends. Well, it depends on who.
On the side of the street.
Yes, it happened on the side of the street. But if the guy want to press charges, they got drugged, that's a Forest Park arrest. Because that crime committed, and she hit the car. No, the first accident was Forest Park. The girl's car she ran into in the gas station.
Yeah.
You committed two crimes, and then you tried to flee. You left that scene of an accident. And these are young folks that's doing silly stuff. Oh, Lord. Shante says, I'll volunteer to give singing lessons during the summer. Shante, the kids don't want to learn the Dr. Watts, baby. They don't. Miss Bradford, let me use your new name. They don't want to learn. They don't want, right.
Well, you know what, babe? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. You know what? You know
got
what?
Real cough flow, that
is. I'm sorry. My
talk,
bad.
Talk good to me.
I'm sorry, my bad. Totally my bad. You know what, Mr. King?
Oh, mister? Say like
Minister it. King.
Oh, minister. Which one you going to go with?
Minister King.
Doctor. Go ahead.
Whatever. Oh, Dr. King,
I
however.
Didn't pay for it.
Okay. I know you were talking about the kids
yes.
and everything else like that. I need you to switch gears.
Oh, Lord.
And talk about these Walmarts and their closing.
Thank you. I'm glad you went there.
And go in depth with the wording that is being used.
I am. Let me see. Sabrina says, let's create such space for young parents and youth. Yes, the spaces do need to be created. And I can tell you this, that's something that we are making every attempt to do over here on the South Side. The question is, even though we're in Bronzeville, youth in Bronzeville might not need it, but we're surrounded by other areas that will. So hopefully once it's up and running, people will come. Regina says, for us to help the children, we also have to reach parents. Yes. AA and NA parents classes, grief counseling, women's chat, men's chat, kids speak out sessions. I like that. I like that, Ms. Sykes. I like that. I like that. That's good stuff. All right, we're gonna switch. What time is it? We're going to switch gears. I feel like I need to take a break because I've been talking a long time and I need some water. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take – I drunk up my my non – they ain't paying me no money, but this good drink I'll be drinking. still waiting on that response, people. But anyway, let's do this. We're going to take a quick hot break. We ain't going to be gone long. I promise y'all it's going to be less than a good minute break. We're going to take a good minute break, but we'll be right back. But I'm going to give y'all some more of my brother – Eric Kirk and True Worship. A little bit more of this, I'll praise him. Be right back, y'all. CCLO Radio.
He loosed my shackles and set me free. And for that, say, I'll praise him. Say it again. Say, I will. All the praise. Now, do we have any witnesses here? No, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are going to praise for everything that's been done. Go on, you worship, let's do it. Say, I'll praise him. Say, yes, I'll praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Told y'all it wasn't going to be long.
Sing, Eric! Come on, put your hands together right there.
Woo. All right, this is my part. Hold on.
Let's try to sing. Say, I'll pray.
Yes, sir.
No matter what situation, I got to praise.
Woo.
I got to praise.
Y'all should have been at the concert back in December. Was it December? Or was it January? I don't even remember. That's bad. I can't even remember when they was here. But y'all should have been here for it. They was live. It ain't nothing nice. But anyway, we are coming on back. We are coming on back, coming on back, coming on back. CCLO Radio. Monday. We just having a conversation. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, CCLO Radio, we are back. Thank you for your patience. Had to give me a little water, a little bit of what I call God's tears right here. They're not paying me either, so I'm on. You know, y'all know the bottle, but that's it. That's all they get to see. There it is. All right. So Tanya, before she stepped out, asked about, she wanted me to bring up the Walmart situation. And so Walmart decided to close some stores in the Chicagoland area. They closed four permanent locations in the Chicagoland area. And I'm gonna read to you this is from the ABC 7 Chicago website. This is a little what's the date on this? This is dated Sunday. So it says, by the end of the day Sunday, four Walmart stores in Chicago shut down forever. The retailer said it closed the stores because they were underperforming. Residents and community leaders are skeptical. That's the reason Walmart's closing. People in the community affected will have to travel farther for groceries and other necessities. Let's go by a little bit further. The abrupt closings come just 5 days after the residents of Chatham, Lakeview, Little Village, and Bronzeville found out about Walmart's decision to close the stores. It's one less option. Came here for lower prices. So now they request a quote from a customer. So now I'm here one last time to get what I need. Little Village residents said they say suddenly we're closing and it's like that. No warning. People are upset and expressed that frustration in another rally in Chatham on Sunday. Walmart said the stores have not been profitable over the years, claiming they've lost tens of millions of dollars. The concern for many comes with another pharmacy leaving, as well as Walmart being an option for healthy food and produce. The pharmacy is a big issue. One person says, I would like the area to look no different than other areas that I visit. Customer says there's Mariano's, there's Whole Foods, there's Target, there's Walmart. What's so different about this neighborhood? We pay taxes as well. Let me see. They say it's a trend that we're seeing from Walmart and Whole Foods and the Targets. Everyone gets so excited when they hear they're coming to the neighborhood, especially when they have fresh food, the fresh vegetables, and then within a matter of years, the corporation decides their bottom line is more important than community health. These neighborhoods are struggling. People feel abandoned. We need some healthy eating options. My block, my hood, my city, said they plan to continue staging food giveaways in the soon-to-be former Walmart parking lot. It's really sad to see them go. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson said he's committed to finding ways to fill the gaps these closures leave behind. All right. So let's talk about – you good? Okay. Is it coming from outside? Okay, good. Oh, I do smell it now.
Yeah.
It's outside, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I smell smoke, too. Like, come on now, hold on. Wait. Oh, man. Look, check everywhere. All right. This ain't the kind of live show we want to have. I ain't trying to go viral that way. So Walmart is closing these stores, and they say it's because they're underperforming. Now, I'm trying to find the article. Tanya, if you can find it, let me know. The one that talks about, we talked about this, where they were losing money because of retail theft and that kind of stuff. Do you have, you know what that?
Or, yeah, let me.
If you find it, send it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so the stores are closing, and people are very well upset. Yes, jobs are going to go away. Well, they do have opportunity. My godmother works at a Walmart. She's still working for some strange reason, and she just got transferred to another Walmart, so she did not lose her job. Right? She's just working there anyway. So she's there. Here is my thoughts. Yes, and y'all know how I feel about grocery stores in black neighborhoods and in Latinx neighborhoods, and how I believe that they are absolutely necessary. Yes, you shouldn't have to drive 10 miles or 15 miles or get on a bus and go all these different places just to get fresh groceries. You should not have to. All right. That being said, the comment that was made here, it says these people are more concerned about their bottom line than they are about people getting healthy food options. Let me ask you a real question, those of you all watching and listening right now. And I know I got listeners watching and listening all over. Thank y'all so much. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. Those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube and all that. Let me say this. If you own a business, whether it be a grocery store or a gas station, wherever your business is, the purpose of you having your business is to do what? The purpose of you having your business is to do what? It's probably to make money. It's probably to feed your family. It's probably to make sure that your family is supported. It's probably to make sure or to leave some kind of legacy for your children. I'm going to open up this franchise. I'm going to get one, and I'm going to have it here. And then when I'm done, I can pass it on to my kids or however we decide to do it. That's normally the, in retrospect, why people open businesses. You open a business to make money. Now, non-for-profits, that's a different conversation. I started a non-for-profit to provide aid to people or whatever. I'm not in a non-for-profit to make money. Hence the words non-for-profit. Can we stay there for a minute? I'm strictly going to talk from a business standpoint before we get into the other stuff. I am not a non-for-profit, which means I did not open or start this non-for-profit for the purposes of making money. But I opened up my candy store, or I built this little market on the corner for the purposes of making money. Yes, I provide a service. But the reason I opened it was so that I could feed my family, right? That's the thing. We talk about the Walmart closing. All right. So Walmart expanded. They put stuff in neighborhoods because, yes, there was a need. Yes, the city gave them some kind of breaks, I'm sure, some kind of tax break or whatever, to open up their stores, right? So they could open up a store in their area. I'm sure of that. I'm absolutely sure because I know they did that with the guy who owns Pete's. That's why you see those Pete's, when those Pete's were popping up all over the place, they got a good deal from the city, worked with them, gave them some kind of tax breaks so they could open up these stores, maybe some property tax breaks, whatever it is. They gave them some breaks so that they could open up stores. When Mariano's opened up, when y'all remember when they opened up the Mariano's over here on King Drive in Bronzeville, it was a huge celebration, right? So they had a huge party about it, and that Mariano's is still doing well. It's thriving. It's doing well. Here is my concern. If I open up a business in your neighborhood, the expectation is that because I put a business in your neighborhood, that the neighborhood is going to also look out for my business. You wanted a grocery store in your neighborhood. You wanted fresh fruit.
What they wanted?
Fute. Okay. You wanted, that's what my mama friend Yvette said, fute. You wanted fresh fruit. And vegetables. You want it in your neighborhood. You wanted access to a pharmacy that was closer in your neighborhood. This is what you wanted. So we gave it to you. Here is a problem. Y'all stealing from me. What?
It was when the statement was made, they recognize customers there will be theft from customers.
Yes.
But it's your employees.
Your employees. Yes. That's the part I was about to get to that.
Okay.
Not only was there a high shoplifting, but that's gonna happen anywhere. Yes, it's probably gonna happen more in certain neighborhoods, but it's gonna happen anywhere. But the employees, a lot of the criminal activity was happening with the employees, whether they were walking the stuff out the store or when my buddy gonna come in and I'm not gonna ring up half the stuff that's on the conveyor belt. I'm gonna pass it over the scanner. I'm gonna ring up one pack of chicken. I'm giving you three. I'm gonna ring up one pack of toilet paper. I ain't gonna ring up all you buying bottles. I'm gonna ring up one. These other two bottles of Hennessy, I ain't gonna ring them up. You think that ain't nobody counting that? And I know what somebody gonna say. Well, Walmart got billions of dollars. How you think they made it? You cannot get a. If I was a entrepreneur, store owner, and I decided to open up my little market in your area, and it's one thing that I got to look out for shoplifters, because people gonna steal. That's just what people do. They always have. They've been stealing since the beginning of time. People are going to steal, but I'm hiring people from the neighborhood. Because that's the other side of it. You want these big companies to come in because the goal is to hire neighborhood people, especially at the neighborhood Walmarts, the one that was over here on 47th Street. Now, have any of y'all ever ventured to the 47th Street Walmart? I have. I went over there one time. Not two times.
Killing me some.
Right. One time I went to the neighborhood Walmart. And there's a reason I chose not to go back to the neighborhood Walmart. Not only was the store unclean, not only were the shelves poorly positioned, not only did it not smell so fresh and so clean, I'm getting all the raps in.
Ain't nobody doing
it.
Okay.
You're just doing a lot. Not only was that, let's just say the employees were not so friendly.
They were rude. I remember.
See? You remember? Because let me give you a little backstory. We were having a Men's Day prayer breakfast over here, right? We decided to have a prayer breakfast. And it was a prayer breakfast, and then I think we did a little fundraiser. The breakfast was free, but if you wanted the omelets, was the omelets I was making?
Yes.
I was making made-to-order omelets. Y'all know I throw down in the kitchen, right? But anyway, I was making made-to-order omelets. And so you had to pay for the omelets. Was it
$5?
I think so.
$3 or $5,
right?
I don't know.
I think it was $5, but whatever. The $5 for omelet. You get whatever you wanted in it. Like, yeah, that we was making, I was making, and they was omelets. Like, you know, 3 eggs and a half, you know, omelets, right?
Moving forward.
All right, anyway, let's keep going. Because, you know, I get lost in the food. But we had to go to get some additional groceries that we didn't have. So we went to this Walmart looking for, I think we were looking for breakfast sausages or something. Something we was looking for. And so we go over here, and the place, oh, fruit. Because your mama was cutting up the watermelon for me. Wasn't she cutting up? Didn't she make the something we needed?
Yeah.
Somebody was doing something.
Uh-huh.
But we went over there to get some stuff, and it was horrible. It was horrible. And that only happens when the neighborhood does not have any standards. Why do I say that? Because if you go to a Walmart in other places, it looks like people can, this is like I told my kids earlier, you can have whatever you like. You can have whatever you like if you demand it. If we say we want a Walmart that's clean, that's fresh, that's got all the stuff in it, that has employees that are not rude, guess what? That's what we'll have, because we will make sure that they hire, that the standards are different, that that we expect the same level of cleanliness that we would if we went to Walmart in Oakbrook. We would expect that. But because there are no expectations laid out, you end up with what you end up with. I need my people, and I'm talking to my people now. I need my people to own our part of stuff not working. Real customer service training, Sister Pitts, absolutely. And I say that from somebody who was in customer service for almost 20-plus years. And we had constant training. And I know y'all have ever had to call in and deal with cable. Y'all know some of you. Y'all know the cable customers. If you had to ever call in and deal with cable or Sprint or in some situations, you have to go through trainings after trainings after training. I'm not saying Walmart not training their people. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is we have to make sure that people are being held accountable for doing their jobs. Regina said the parking lot at 47 Walmart changed. I know. I don't mean no harm.
We didn't park in it. We parked.
We parked on the street.
We decided to take the street.
We did. Because the parking, now that I think about it, it looked real unfamiliar. It looked kind of like the parking lot had some hills and valleys, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
I think it had.
I just don't like.
It was tight.
If it's too tight, it ain't right.
It was tight. And it's like, you know, I want to go in and get my, you know, I want my car to steal. I want my car to not be beat up when I come out. It's all these things, right? All these things matter to the shopper, right? All these things matter. Were there people there? Everything is self-checkout. I hadn't been there. I know back the last time I went, there were still people working. I don't even think they had self-checkout yet.
The last time I had went to pick up water one of our events.
Mm-hmm.
And
self-checkout?
I don't remember self-checkout, but I just remember it being, what was that? They had blocked and everything. So now I got to pay, you know, because I know people going to run with your stuff out without paying for it.
Yes.
I hate paying for the sins of everybody else. And once I have to pay for the sins of everybody else, I no longer can come to your establishment. And that goes, and that's just not Chicago. In Detroit, it's like that. I can't go to any of their establishments with bulletproof glass. Ain't no way we finna communicate with me giving you my money and you serving me food through this bulletproof glass.
That's the thing.
That's not my norm.
And why do we have to lock, and so people be mad, and then people wanna holler that is, and maybe y'all can help me out. They say it's racist that all the shampoo and the deodorants is locked up and the Tide.
Because, you know, what's in them names? Better take it on up out of there. What is 569? Your secret is 569. Hey, my man, 2 for $4. Looks like a way better deal.
Why you think the Tide is locked up?
But I don't want to have to ring the bell either.
Me neither.
And think about it. It's just not our neighborhoods because
no.
I work downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you
they
know.
They got them locked up everywhere
they,
now.
They got them locked up downtown and everything else.
Why? Like because thieves are traveling. Because
these will travel. These will travel. They not just black. They white.
Yes.
You know, some people come in there getting the essentials that they needed,
yes.
and they are low on cash and everything else like that. So just don't think it's in our neighborhood. Sometimes it's everywhere, but I won't come there. I'll go travel in a land far, far, far away. So I don't have to push nobody's red button so you can know that I'm just trying to get bleach or something or whatever.
Right, 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 right. So I'll say this, and I'll move on before we, because we got about a half hour left. Yeah, we got a half hour left. We good. I'll say this. I would hope, and I know there's a, do you know there's a black owned grocery store in Forest Park? Something Fresh Food that opened up recently, or they just took over for something, some kind of fresh food market. One of my Facebook people, what is the guy's name? What's Kenny's? Kenny, what is his name? God dog it, I can't think of it. But he sent me a message telling me that there was a black owned grocery store in the Forest Park area. It's a piss said shop online. Jaconda, what's up, Jaconda? Jaconda said people were stealing, that's why it's locked up. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say this. We can have whatever we want in our neighborhoods if we demand it, and then once we get it, we have to take care of it. Right? Because the first thing we do when there's a riot is we tap our own stores. We burn down the Walgreens that we got to go, that grandmama's supposed to get her prescription from. We ransack the Walmart that grandmama's supposed to get her fruits and vegetables from, or your little brother's supposed to get his Lunchables from. You tear that stuff up. So then now there is no. And if I'm a business owner, why would I reopen? Why would I reopen? Why would I come back and reopen a business that you all won't protect? Why would I? And yes, it's easier to shop online now. Yeah, you pay a little more of a fee, but you know what? At some point, as a people, we have to own our parts. Again, no, yes, I recognize it's a stacked deck. I'm never going to not recognize that. I recognize that the deck is stacked in a lot of areas. But the stuff that we can control, we ought to. And it starts with stop allowing these elected officials to run unopposed. Stop allowing them to think that they can just run and they're going to automatically get reelected. Stop making them think, hey, if I do this, I do that, I'm good. No. Don't stand up and tell me to vote for that. Voting for this dude, but the rest of your whole ward decided to vote for the other dude. That tells me you didn't go around asking us what we need or what we wanted. You did what was in your best interest. I'm sorry, brother council person, sister council person, you work for us, not for you. If you wanted to work for you, you should have went and got a corporate job. When I worked at Chase, I worked for me. That was about my house. When I worked at Comcast, that was for me. My house. When I was at Bank One, me. My house. Even now, working at Christ the King, yes, I'm responsible for students, and I'm there for them. But that's, at the end of the day, I'm there for, huh? So in the same breath, if you want to do something different, and when you decide that you're going to work in an office for the public, you're working for them. You're there for them. And you need to have that mindset, because you sitting around and you on the news and you doing this and doing that for what? Now, I'll let y'all in on something. I've been in contact with the Alderman in my mama's block, where my mama live at, where I'm still a registered voter. Right? I've been in contact with him, and I've been hard on Jason Irvin. Real hard on Jason Irvin. We messaged back and forth. And I asked him. I said, and some of y'all who follow me on Facebook, y'all saw my post. I asked the question, why would you vote for somebody? Why would you reelect somebody and the ward looks the way it looks, when the ward looks like a open air drug market? And you can't tell me there's nothing you can't tell me it can't be stopped. And why do I know it doesn't have to be that way? Because if I drive to Oak Park, and if I go to any strip mall in Oak Park, let's just say where the old 7-Eleven was. What's over there now? Wingstop and what else? Athletico?
Physical therapy.
Physical therapy place, right? Now, that pretty much could be something similar that would be on the west side of Chicago. that same little spot. You could put the, you could pick that up and put that in Chicago, and what would happen? It would be all kind of folks standing out front. If you put it on Matt, if you took that Athletico and pick up that whole lot, that little strip section, and you take it down and cross Austin with it and put it over there, what's going to happen? Everybody and their mama going to be in the parking lot. They're going to be hanging out front, still trying to sell their weed and do what they're doing. Why? Because we allow it. We allow it. Oak Park looks the way it looks. Bronzeville looks, I guarantee you. Now, there's a store right up here on 43rd, right? The little grocery store that closes early, the little market over there. How many people have you seen hanging out outside of that place?
Clearly written as they, and they're black owned.
They black owned.
We don't want you, you know, we don't want you out here.
You can't. Why? Because somebody said it's not going to be allowed in my community.
And they got cameras.
That too. But the owner has said, my store, my business, I'm here, but you are not going to dirty up my area. You're not going to do it. You telling me they can't do that on the west side? There's a huge strip mall right there between Plaski and Madison and Springfield and Madison. There is a, what's the store called? The Wick, is that, I want to call it the Wick store, but that's what it is, where the parents go get their milk for their kids and all that stuff.
But it's about, I know you're talking about the strip mall, but you got three or four at least stores before you get into the strip mall.
No, I'm talking, if you're coming west.
I know, and the Wick store is on Madison.
Right, but I'm saying the Wick store is right next to the strip mall.
Right. It's not right next to.
It's one store in between, one or two stores in between. But they standing right in front of that store too. And I'm saying, how is this allowed? Because these owners, either they're afraid or they're in on. It's one of the two. They're afraid to say something or they're in on it. If you're afraid, then guess what? Now, because if you're afraid, okay, I get that. But then now it's up to the alderman to come and say, hey, Mr. Johnson, whatever your name is, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Lopez, Mr. Akbar, whatever your name is. I see you. How can I help you? Because this is hurting our area. And if you're not going to do anything about it, then guess what? Your store can't be here. That's why it was so important back in the day when you couldn't open up stores. This is where the church was involved. You couldn't open up stores in communities without the church knowing what kind of store you was opening and how many jobs was I going to get for my congregation. All right. I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna move on quickly because I want to talk about this thing because I love the concept of building relationships with first time guests. It's a real simple little simple article. I got 20 minutes. Don't do it. What you telling me? Don't do it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll hold it. It's good, though. It's good. It's a decent article. Maybe I'll hold it until I'll hold it next week. But I had the need to. Oh, that's what was going on. It's like a whole update going on over here. I want to get, and you all, thank you so much for y'all comments. Y'all, we got over 100 comments. Thank y'all so much for that. It's good to be back on. We're going to continue to have these conversations. Y'all going to see, and I told you all last week, we're going to be changing some formats around here. So you're going to see some different formats and all that kind of stuff, because I want to have us doing and making positive impact on what we're doing. So I'm going to be having conversations with people. We're going to be reaching out. I would love to get, I know he's super busy and I'm sure he's doing interviews with any and everybody right now. But I would love to have a conversation with Brandon Johnson. Y'all know we had Toni Preckwinkle on here years ago when she was running for mayor here. We had her on. But I would love to get Mayor Lightfoot, either while she's mayor or when she's done. Maybe she might decide to come in. We'd love to get Brandon Johnson. I'm going to talk to Jason Irvin. I'm going to talk to Pat Dow over here because I want to know what's the difference between the third ward and the 28th ward. What's the difference between the third ward and the 29th ward? What's the discrepancies on how things are done? Why does it seem like there's access you own? Why does it seem like there's access to stuff on one side of town and there's not access on the other side of town? Or opportunities. Let me put it that way. Opportunities. Go. You look like you're going to say something.
I mean, it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
What we found out was the 28th ward, my mom's ward, and everything is that, you know, that's Chris's area, and notably called the Gailwood area. And so, you know, I got to get hoity-toity. I didn't know I was in the Gailwood area because I am literally.
Yeah, these wards is, yeah.
Right. And Emma would be technically be considered Humble Park because they extended what Humble Park is.
Right, the map. Yeah,
they extended the map. So technically, Emma, it's about what can I get
mm-hmm.
with the minority.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, quiet is kept. We, you know, we're in our area, but you also know, the brown community has come and they're in the 28th ward. They're in the 37th ward. They're in the.
That's part of why the map got changed, ain't it?
Right. That's part
of
it.
So they could get more space. You lost some neighborhoods.
Three districts, from what I'm understanding. So, like, you know, it's about at the end of the day, per person, how much money are you going to be putting into my ward for me to have these things? And how can I be seen as more elite than the next ward?
I would want to know what the budget, like, is there a, like, is there a budget for wards? Like, you know what I mean? Is there a budget? Like, in your school, like in my department at school, they got how much money each department has. Is there a set budget? Like, for instance, at the old school, how much was the teacher's budget? Was it $300? It was something small, wasn't it, at Polaris?
I mean, but no. I mean, it was a great budget because...
I mean, a lot of people didn't even use it all, but I'm just saying.
And, you know, compared to your CPS schools...
Well, yeah. But I'm just asking, it was a budget. You knew how much you had to spend.
I'm
curious as to why, I'm curious as to what the budget is per ward, and is it different? Is it based off your tax dollars? How much tax dollars come out of your ward? Or is it just a set budget, y'all get $1 million, y'all get $2 million, here's it is, or whatever? Because I guess I would find it interesting to find out does Bronzeville get the same amount of money East Garfield does?
I mean, Bronzeville coming up.
Right.
They about to have some rooftops come.
West Garfield.
Because
you got East and West Garfield. Do they get the same amount of money? Does the 29th ward, 28th ward get the same amount of money that the 3rd ward gets? Or the 4th ward?
I'm just going to surmise, just taking this class, that I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because what I've learned is from the districts, is like, you know, how bad our crime is how many beats these districts have.
Yes, they have different beats. Yes.
So, you know, if crime is not bad, you got smaller beats and everything else like that. Mm-hmm. So,
but the lesser the crime, the more opportunity for business. Because if I'm a business person, I want to know where I'm putting my business, how safe my, for once, is my business going to be profitable? And will my employees be safe? Because the last thing I want is for one of my employees to get hurt, guess what, at work. Because they're trying to stop you from stealing shampoo out my store. Or a bottle of Henny, whatever it might be. That's why I go left.
See, this is when you need to tell everybody, good night, everybody. I'm on a calorie deficit diet. Now.
I am. Can I tell you, let me share this with y'all, then I'm going to go for real. Let me share this with y'all. So those of y'all that follow, let me tell y'all something. So y'all, you know, I had a great doc. I had the greatest doctor in the world. Let me say that right now. I had the greatest doctor in the world. Dr. Janet Forbes was my physician for at least 20 years. At least 20 years. She was my physician. I started going to the doctor regularly at 15 years. I started going to the doctor regularly at 35. No, it was 30. So no, almost 20 years. All right, let me help you. So I started going to the doctor regularly at when I turned 30, regularly, because I've never really had any medical issues. I just suffer from headaches and don't know what they are. I've been took every test in the world. It is what it is. Ain't high blood pressure, ain't nothing. It's not a tumor.
And keep going.
All right, so my normal routine was I go to the doctor once a year for my annual physical. That's all I would go to the doctor for, my annual physical, right? I would go to the doctor and the dentist. That was it. In, out, boom, boom, boom. All right. So 2019, go to the doctor, physical, cholesterol, good, weight, good, blood pressure, good, diabeticals, good, none of that kind of stuff, right? No issue with none of that. So pandemic hits. My doctor tells me, hey, I'm retiring. All right. I try to get in there in 20 when it's time for my physical. My doctor is locked in. She's locked in. So now I'm struggling trying to get in there on an appointment before she leaves. She can't get me in or whatever. She ends up retiring. I can't get there. She then left access for us to get to other doctors and people that were taking over, where she were, and they were going to be taking her patients and all this other kind of stuff. Okay, fine. I've had a black female doctor for 20 years. That's what I want. That's all. That's what I wanted. Couldn't find one. Pandemic hits. Now ain't nobody going to the doctor. Or you got to do this telehealth and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't no big deal. It is what it is. So I've been looking, searching for a doctor. I've been searching for a doctor. So finally, I've been asking people, like, does anybody know any black female doctors? Looking for a black female doctor. So what I finally decided to do was, did you tell me to ask Dr. K? Or somebody else told me to ask Dr. K? Right. You told me, Tanya, so, well, y'all know I'm in this bowling league. I'm not going to talk about bowling, geez, I get depressed. But I'm in this bowling league. And so I bowl with people from all backgrounds. So there's a lady who bowls who is an actual medical doctor, right? She's a medical doctor. So I said, and she's a sister. I said, hey, Dr. K, I know you got some people that you can hook me up with. Find me a doctor, female, black. That's what I wanted. So Dr. K took her a little while, but she sent me this whole list of doctors. All right, fast, speed up. Get to the doctor. Doctor all the way out in Homewood, Jesus Christ. But I drive. I go to the doctor. I ain't been to a doctor since 2019. Go to the doctor. I go in there, do the physical and everything, right? Going through everything, they take your blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. All that's good, right? I go to get on the scale. Now, y'all know the old school scale, the kind where you have to slide the weight. They take, the weight go from 50 to 100 to 150, 200, and they slide the big thing over, and then you start inching over the little one to get the other part, right? The little number. You start inching it over, right? All right. So I get on the scale. This is digital. It's a digital scale. So the lady said, you want to take anything out your pockets? I was like, I really ain't had nothing. I had my headphones. I took my phone off my hip. My wallet is light, so it ain't, it ain't nothing. It ain't even, none of the stuff even weighs a pound. So I get on the scale. She pushes the button. All of a sudden, somebody started playing the Wheel of Fortune. Because the scale just said, the numbers started going up. Now, the heaviest I've ever been is 240. That was back in 1998. That's the heaviest I've ever been. And then I got up heavy again when I was living in Atlanta because I was eating really, 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 really bad, right? But I get it. I get on the scale. The scale goes to 200, y'all know I'm going to tell it, 233.2. I looked it up because I thought it was 0.4. But 233.2. That 0.2 really made it worse. it made it worse. That thing said I weighed 233 pounds. So mind you, I get off the scale. Y'all know how the rest of the physical went? I was sitting like this. So how you feeling? I'm fine. You have any issues? Nope. I am angry. I am disgruntled. I am very upset. So I already knew that I was going to be making some changes and some stuff. Me and Ty have been talking about some stuff, but we've just been doing a lot of talking about it. We've been doing a lot of talking. That's all it's been, a lot of talking, a lot of eating, but a lot of talking. We've been doing a lot of talking. So I said, when I left there, I already made up my mind. I think I texted Tiny while I was still at the doctor. But I made up my mind. I said, you know what? It's a wrap. It's over. So yesterday, Sunday, was the last, what I like to call fat meal. And it wasn't even really fat. It was semi-healthy. But fat meal that we was going to have.
You need to put your disclaimer up.
Except for Tuesdays.
All right.
So here is what it is. Like today, what did we have? What did you eat today, Tanya?
I had my protein shake.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of water.
Uh-huh.
And nuts and salad.
Right. What did I eat today? I had one of these natural drinks. When I say natural, no sugar, no carbs, no calories. I had one of these. I had a bottle of one of these, and I had some cashews and some pistachios.
You better go through them snacks.
Yes. Cashew, pistachios, and I had my salad at, what, like 4 o'clock-ish, 3:30-ish? I had a salad, a Cobb salad. That was it. This is what we own. The only day we eating, even then, I'm probably finna be, y'all going, if you see me eat, I'm probably finna be, it's finna be fish and shrimp. I might have to let it go. I'm finna get back on the one red meat a week joint, if at all. Dr. Kimbra Bell at Northwestern.
I'm finna get it.
I think that name was on my list, but she ain't had no openings.
Is that the one you didn't, you may not see her or not?
Right, because some of the people I tried to look up, They like, it just says you can find a black doctor, but Dr. Kim gave me a new web, Dr. K gave me a website where you can actually find him. But one of the websites was like, yeah, you can ask for this doctor, but you might not get them. You might get somebody else. I'm good. We finna do this thing because your boy at 233, it just ain't even, and I knew I had picked up weight, duh, because, you know, I got suits that I ain't wore in a minute. Yes.
Okay. Regina must know it too. She said she has no opening.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? And they'll tell you they accept the new patients, but they ain't got no openings. Or the first opening I had for one doctor told me in like July. That was like the earliest. And that was local. That's the one that was right over here on Canal. Because I would have loved to have went over there. But I say, you know what? If I only got to go once a year, I'll drive wherever. I checked Elmhurst too. I said, thank you. Nothing. So anyway, y'all boy is finna be y'all boy and your girl. We finna be eating. We gonna be doing some different stuff. Yes, Taco Tuesday is still happening. Yes, the margarita will still flow, but that's the only day. Ain't gonna be no extra margaritas during the week. It's hurting my heart to say it, but it ain't gonna be no. And you know what I'm glad about? Bowling is over, cause bowling Saturdays was a problem. Why was bowling Saturdays a problem? Because we eating all the chicken wings. All the jerk chicken wings. All the fried chicken wings. All the jerk chicken pizza. All of the, what was the other thing? All the macaroni bowls. All the nacho fries. We was eating all that. I'm so glad bowling is over.
But remember, long time ago.
Yes.
Was that 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
We took that diet and we took it to bowling.
Yeah, we ate baked potato with chicken. Yes, it was simple stuff.
We were disciplined.
Right, but the pandemic hit.
Yeah, the pandemic hit.
See, and you know, I can blame the pandemic for a lot of it because the first 15 pounds probably came from the pandemic because when I was supposed to be teaching, I was cooking eggs and grits. I had the camera in the kitchen. So I'm glad bowling is over for the season. The bowling season is over. Exercise, oh, that's coming too. That the walks is coming. My weight will drop quick once the walking starts. So the walk is coming. We're going to be hitting the 605?
606, man.
Whoever. The 544, whatever it is. The IEP, the trail. We're going to be hitting the trail. We're going to get the walks in. My steps, I used to get more steps in at Polaris than I do at my current school. But you know what I did today? Every time I changed classrooms, I went the long way. Even though I had one class that's right outside the teacher's lounge, I made a point to go down the stairs and back up to walk to that classroom.
I will say this.
Yes.
With the coworker, I wanted to get an item.
Yes.
But I wanted to get the protein shake,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have it. And so I was like, we could just go inside inside the building. There's a convenience store. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, we could just go inside the building. And she was like, Tanya, come on, let's just walk. She's like, it's just a half block. And I was like... only reason why I sighed the way I sighed was,
uh-huh.
one, it was cold.
It was cold.
Two, it was snowing. And
yep.
we had just did that walk maybe Wednesday the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And, we were just gallivanting
uh-huh.
in downtown Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And everything. And we took that walk.
Yeah.
And we walked, and I finally got to my work today.
When you finally got to work, ain't that special? Must be nice. Must be nice. So walking is coming. The walking is coming. All that stuff is happening. So yeah, all that stuff. But it starts with the food. It starts with the food. My sugar intake, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. My sugar intake is a wrap. What just went off? My sugar intake is a wrap. I'm done with that. Simply Lemonade, the Sprite, the Cherry Pepsi, it's done deal. None of that. The only thing, all my sugars will be natural. It's going to be fruit and all of that. So you won't see me with no Pepsi. You won't see me with no Sprite. That Simply Lemonade has got crack in it because I'm addicted to it, but you won't see us with none of that. All that stuff is gone. So it is what it is. Now, Tuesday. Right.
Okay.
Don't. Right. So so we're going to, and I'm telling y'all, right, it's what's today? April the 17th. Today is the first day.
Yeah, and you got a foot race coming at the end of May.
Right, because for some reason, Tanya thinks she could beat me in the foot race. Y'all pray for y'all friend.
I can do
it. Her mind is not. Well, not if I had one. Not if I had toes like Deion Sanders, would you beat me in the race? Now I'm gonna go.
It's
say
on
that.
Now.
Hey, look, watch this. We're gonna take a step further. Watch this. Watch how bold I'm gonna get.
Let's go.
Can't nobody in this church beat me in no foot race. Now.
you might be right.
Nobody in this building.
That's an unfair advantage that you have due to age, but okay. Yeah.
Let's pray and go home. I had to say it. But no, Tanya ain't going to beat me in no foot race. Y'all pray for her because her mind ain't right thinking that being a possibility. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. For tonight, God, we thank you, God, for this platform. We thank you for this place and this space. God, we thank you just for allowing us to be here. We thank you, God, for just your mercy and your grace. God, we want you to continue to look out for our city, God. Put a hedge of protection around our youth and around these children. God, give them a peace of mind, God. Give them a want to do better spirit. Give them a need to do better spirit. God, touch their parents, touch their teachers, touch those that are influencing them to point them in a better direction. God, continue to give our leaders fresh ideas, give our leaders and churches fresh ideas, give our community leaders fresh ideas and a want to want for our youth and our children and our city. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Black seed oil, not pills, sea moss. What that do?
I've been hearing about sea moss.
I've been hearing about sea moss for a while, but I don't.
Regina, please.
Right.
Enlighten us.
Yeah, send us some information about that. I've seen about sea moss. I've seen it. It comes in like a it looks like a jelly form or something. It's like you spoon it out, right? Like the original stuff, not the pills. So the pills, yeah. Black seed oil, not pills, and sea moss. black seed oil. What you put that on? What's black seed oil? And what it tastes like? Because y'all ain't going to have me out here eating them.
Man, we did that. We did that nasty cleanse. We can eat anything now.
I don't know where my cleanse bottle is. You know,
I know where mine at.
I think mine got moved. I don't know where mine at. But we're going to do one of them, too. We gotta get some days off to do that one, though. I need a long time. Right. Oh, and I gotta get a well, she said it tastes horrible. Good Lord. A colonoscopy. I gotta go get a colonoscopy because I ain't never had one. Y'all had y'all brothers did some colonoscopies. I gotta go get me a colonoscopy. So I gotta schedule it to go to some place and get it done. So we gonna talk about that. That'll be a whole thing because y'all know how I am about yeah. Do not pass me by. So, yeah, we gonna get that done. All right, so I got to go. Y'all be good. Look here, if you got to drive, whoo, Lord, especially through this city, but if you got to drive through this space and place we call Chicago, Illinois, do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Keep your head on a swivel. Two T's, one L, one O. We out. And it ain't playing. Why not?
With your hands lifted up, say,